Ski resorts across the country are cashing in on a snowy winter. Skiers and snowboarders are packing the slopes, and more than ever before, they are wearing helmets. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann explains why we're seeing this change.
It's early afternoon, and the slopes at Big Tupper Mountain in northern New York are gleaming white, framed by winter dark trees. Looking around at the skiers and snowboarders, there's a pretty fair mix of people wearing helmets and people just wearing wool caps. Down by the base lodge, Tracy Fletcher says she's been skiing her whole life, but only started wearing head protection a few years ago.
What convinced you that it was time?
The safety factor. Even though I've been skiing forever, I could take a fall and it could be devastating.
Scott Brandy heads the Ski Areas of New York, part of the National Ski Areas Association. He says education has worked, nearly doubling voluntary ski helmet use over the last decade.
You'll look at a ski school, a children's ski school class going on, you know, 90 to 100% of the kids are wearing helmets.
A new study released by the ski resort industry shows helmet use jumped from 43% to 48% among all skiers and snowboarders over the last year alone. But Brandy acknowledges that there are big gaps in helmet use, especially among older kids.
It goes down as the kids get a little older. Of course, vanity comes in, having had three teenagers. It was always a struggle to get them to wear it.
Back at Big Tupper Mountain, three high school guys are carrying their snowboards toward the snack bar. Zach Hockey, Corey Whitman, and Zach Sheldon are wearing very cool wool caps. They say no one will convince them to wear plastic on their heads.
I just trust myself.
Yeah, it's like walking. You don't use a handrail if you know you can make it up the stairs.
In the time you've been riding without helmets, have you ever taken a fall where you're like...
Yeah. I've cranked my head off the ground a couple times.
Yeah, you can barely tie your shoes.
That's horrible. I could tie my
That's a lie. I can tie my shoes.
Ski and snowboard deaths fluctuate widely in the U.S., from about 20 to 60 fatalities each winter. About half of the people killed aren't wearing headgear. Skeptics say many of those crashes are so severe that helmets wouldn't help. Still, by the ski industry's measure, a quarter of children under the age of 9 are still hitting the slopes without head protection, and critics say that's unacceptable.
As someone who has seen the ill effects of brain injury, this is really about protecting our children.
Leland Yee is a child psychologist and a state senator in California. This month, he introduced a bill that would make helmets mandatory for all skiers in that state under the age of 18.
Incidents of traumatic brain or head injury could, in fact, be reduced by nearly 50% if, in fact, you wear a helmet. Then it just kind of popped in my head, why don't we require that?
Some in the ski industry say privately that mandatory helmet laws for kids may be inevitable, mirroring the passage of bicycle helmet and child safety seat rules. But the industry has lobbied hard to defeat bills like the one in California. Scott Brandy says it would force ski areas to monitor the age of every customer on the slope.
Whether or not it's inevitable, you know, that may be. If there was a bill that got passed that made the ski area enforce it, it would be incredibly difficult operationally for us to comply.
Helmets have gotten cheaper, with low-end models selling for around $50. They're also more comfortable and more stylish. Some companies are even selling those cool wool caps that pull down over the tops of helmets. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York.